in baseball, a pitcher is a fella that throws at their ball.
Well, what do you throw it at, Jethro?
You throw it at a plate.
Bust the plate?
No, Ellie. This kind of plate is made out of wood or something, and it sets in the ground.
Well, you wouldn't get me to eat off of it.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, December 4th, 2018. Today we wish a happy 81st birthday to American actor and screenwriter Max Baer, Jr., born in 1937 in Oakland, California. A producer and director as well, he is best known for playing Jethro Bodine, the dim-witted nephew of Jed Clampett on the Beverly Hillbillies, a major television hit that ran from 1962 to 1971. He was born Maximilian Adalbert Baer, Jr., the son of boxing champion Max Baer and his wife Mary Sullivan. Young Max attended Christian Brothers High School in Sacramento, where he earned letters in four sports and twice won the junior title at the Sacramento Open Golf Tournament. He earned a bachelor's degree in business administration from Santa Clara University, where he also minored in philosophy. His first acting role was in Goldilocks and the Three Bears at the Blackpool Pavilion in England in 1949. He began acting professionally in 1960 at Warner Brothers, where he made appearances on TV shows such as Maverick, Surfside 6, Hawaiian Eye, Cheyenne, The Roaring Twenties, and 77 Sunset Strip. His career really took off 2 years later when he joined the cast of the Beverly Hillbillies. The role of Jethro Bodine proved to be the high point of his acting career and the character for which he is best remembered. He took other parts during the 9-year run of the Beverly Hillbillies and appeared on TV programs such as Vacation Playhouse and Love American Style. Following the cancellation of the Beverly Hillbillies in 1971, he made numerous guest appearances on television, but he quickly found his acting career hampered on the small screen by typecasting. He then began to focus on working in feature films, especially behind the camera, writing, producing, and directing. He wrote and produced the drama Macon County Line in 1974, in which he played Deputy Reed Morgan. It was the highest-grossing movie per dollar invested at the time. Made for just $110,000, it earned almost $25 million at the box office, and this record lasted until the Blair Witch Project broke it in 1999. He then had the idea of using the title of a popular song as a movie title, so he acquired the rights to Bobby Gentry's hit song to produce the 1976 film Ode to Billy Joe, which he also directed. Made for only $1.1 million, it grossed $27 million at the box office, plus earnings in excess of $2.65 million outside the U.S., and another $7.5 million from TV and video sales. Since the success of Ode to Billy Joe, the motion picture industry has produced more than 100 song title movies. Baer tried to acquire the rights to the hit song Like a Virgin, recorded by the singer Madonna in 1984. When ABC tried to prevent him from making the film, he sued and won a judgment of more than $2 million. In more recent years, he's developed casinos and other real estate projects before retiring to his home at Lake Tahoe, Nevada. He still makes the occasional guest appearance on television. He remained close friends with Buddy Ebsen, who played Jed Clampett on The Hillbillies, until Ebsen's death from pneumonia in 2003. With the 2015 death of co-star Donna Douglas, Baer is the only surviving principal cast member of the iconic show. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 4th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.